News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Reduction in the minimum size of studio apartments is among the measures the Cabinet will consider this week to encourage developers to build more. Joining us to discuss this is Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute. Gavin, your reaction to this announcement by the Minister?
Well, I'm neither here nor there on it. I don't think it's going to make, unfortunately, the difference that the Minister believes it will. The standards are apartment standards by European standards are high. And while everybody's focusing on the minimum standard in terms of 37 square metres, reducing to 32 for studios, I really don't think that we're going to get too many of them. And I don't think it's going to make as big a difference as the Minister hopes.
If it does, and look, there does seem to be, to listen to developers, there does seem to be an affordability issue in terms of apartments. They're saying they just can't build them at the moment. And they do say one of the reasons for that is because of the high spec that is demanded of them. And the minister suggesting yesterday that this could reduce the cost of building an apartment by 50 to 100,000 euro.
I think you need to separate what you're hearing in terms of the detail of what's been said. So the developers are talking about the specification of the buildings. That's, you know, the A rate. Everything is A rated. Everything is gold plated, so to speak. They're very, very high quality apartments that we're producing now. And I don't believe that that's a bad thing. But there is no sort of, as somebody recently said, no Ford Mondeo of the apartment world. There's nothing that's a step slightly back from the A plus rated house. Everybody wants the A-plus rated house. And so the next thing that we've moved to is size. And the other thing is there's a certain minimum percentage of specified in development plans for different typologies of house. But that's driven by the demographic that sits in an area. In other words, how many people actually need three-bedroom apartments versus two-bedroom versus one-bedroom. Mm. And that's what sets the standard. And so what the minister has done as well is removed the minimum percentages in those. But again, I don't really believe that that's going to make a huge difference because everywhere is different. There isn't a one-size-fits-all that unfortunately fits this problem. I think the single biggest change he's made in terms of apartment size is the three-bedroom apartment going from 90 square metres as a minimum down to 76. That should make quite a significant difference in terms of the cost of construction of a three-bedroom apartment because three-bedroom apartments are needed in most schemes.
Okay. Look, it does stand to reason, though, that if, I think one of the things they're looking at is like, the dual aspect of apartments and so on, that you have to have, you know, glass on two walls and so on. Like, if it is cheaper for developers to build apartments, like, surely that will mean more apartments being built and bring down the price, does it not? Is that not a logical conclusion?
It is, but it is. And I suppose where we are starting from is a very low basis point where there's basically very few apartments currently being constructed unless they're expressly for local authorities or for housing, approved housing bodies.
Yeah.
So you're not seeing a lot of apartments, private for sale apartments being built. Anything that moves the dial is going to help. There's no question in relation to that. It's about speed. And so when one looks at what's happened with the minister, you have to then go back to what the situation on the ground is. It's not going to activate current permissions that are granted because they don't have the smaller apartments permitted.
Yeah, sure.
So they have to go and get an amendment.
Yeah.
Then you need to say, well, if they need to get that amendment, what does that mean? Well, in a lot of cases, the apartment standards, the original apartment standards are baked into the development plan. So it begs the question, do you have to go through a variation of the development plan? Which would probably mean that most apartments now that might benefit from this or schemes that might benefit from this are about a year away from construction or commencing construction.
Okay. I think if the minister was here, he would say he's not suggesting it's a silver bullet. It's one of a range of measures that he, some of which have been announced, some are still to be announced. I'm presuming there'll be some kind of tax measures at some point in the coming weeks. What else needs to happen as far as you're concerned for apartment building to begin again?
Well, I think one of the key things that's missed is the lack of infrastructure. We have a multitude of development sites that currently still are available, whether brownfield or greenfield. And I think one of the things that we're seeing more increasingly as a difficulty is the ability to be able to get a water connection or an ESB connection. We have black spots in and around the cities in Ireland where services are not available. And this is creating a huge challenge in terms of some of the permissions where developers want to implement the permissions and can't get ahead. So I think infrastructure and focus on, rather than, and I've heard it referred to as infrastructure planning, it's not infrastructure planning. Planning is all-encompassing. You know, they're entirely interrelated. You can't build a house without a water connection. And you should only really bring the water connections to where you want to build the houses. So they're sort of entirely intertwined. And I think a bit more focus on the infrastructure question would very much help things along.
Just very finally, the opposition critical of this measure yesterday and saying that it, you know, could seriously reduce standards and could store up problems for those people who buy these apartments, lesser standard apartments. Do you share that concern, or is that overstated?
I think it's completely overstated. The same thing was talked about in terms of co-living, and the opposition at the time managed to get it as a banned land use in Ireland. And now we have no co-living, and because we don't have that typology, the market
has
suffered.
That was a mistake, do you think, co-living?
Absolutely, absolutely mistake. You see, everybody goes to absolutisms and all of these things. The reality of the situation is when a planning officer gets a planning application, they're never going to grant 100% of a development as studio 32 square metre studio apartments. In fact, most, I'm not aware of any developer that proposes minimum standard apartments. They're always proposed. Nobody wants to go to the lowest common denominator. Everybody wants to have a good scheme because they have to sell the thing. So the reality of the situation is that you tend to find maybe 2, 3, 4, 5% of units at that level in schemes. The vast majority of schemes contain apartments in them with well in excess of the minimum standard.
Okay. Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.